Hey, you didn't recognize me. Didn't expect it there, did you now? Well, it is a surprise. This is Mr. World, of course, everybody. And this is a surprise Napu. Today's Napu will be brought to you in two segments. One, I will be talking to you with this secret guest. He's in the background right now. He's there, but I'm keeping him secret. And after a little bit of a breakage, we're going to have a little bit of a break of a couple of hours. Gitmo Slave will return to his command center and we'll have a part to give you more info and relevant information. So without any further delay, let's kick it in, shall we?
You're listening to NoAgendaStream.com. All talk, no commercials, no agenda.
Hey, right, so I'm trying to keep it with as less jingles as possible, and let me introduce you a new member, well, a new part of our community. His name is Lee Brown. He's of a bit of a, of a nasty variety due to his choice of underwear, I would say, and you will find out why just in a minute. In the morning, Lee.
In the morning, Mr. Oil, and in the morning to everybody else who's listening. How the devil are you?
I'm absolutely great. And, of course, if you recognize that voice, that is infamous Lee Brown from Dirty Boxes podcast, which is actually done live on the stream Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. Eastern Time. And we have a little bit of a bumper for you. So, Lee, if you don't mind, we'll play it on, and all the listeners on the stream can listen and get about 30 seconds of what this is all about.
Lee Brown's Dirty Boxers.
How do you describe this monstrosity of a show? If anything, it's entertainment. If you get offended by this, then quite frankly, you're a right old douche monkey. It's just a community. It's just a conversation. Hello. What, what? Oh, jolly good show. Dirtyboxers.net.
Squirrel.
Naughty. That's all it is. Naughty. Dirty Boxers is a daily dose of tongue-in-cheek geeky chic. At Dirty Boxers. This guy is either a complete douche monkey or he is like God.
So, tongue-in-cheek geeky chic, a new live program on NoAgenda Stream, and other stations not affiliated with us, so won't mention.
Yes, that's probably best, yes.
So, Lee, tell us a little bit more about your show.
Oh, no.
Yes, you have to.
Basically, the show is a collection of ideas, a collection of concepts. The show is whatever the listeners want it to be, basically. I think is the best way to describe it. It's a lot of fun. It's all tongue-in-cheek. And it's just to get us going, just wake us up and just have a bit of fun with it.
All right. Now, we've been carrying you for now, I would say this is the third week.
It is, yeah.
And unfortunately, you keep failing on Thursdays, ladies and gentlemen. Lee's show is Monday to Friday, like I said before, and it starts 9 a.m. Eastern Time. And his show ends 1 hour before Live No Agenda, allowing for all that prep to be done by Adam Curry and John C. Dvorak. Now, if you haven't heard of him, you can always get it on the podcast. I believe you do that kind of service.
Mm-hmm, of course.
Indeed. So, dirtyboxers.net. And
yes.
Not any other extensions, just .net.
No. Never go to the .com. .com is evil and bad.
And it's .net, nothing to do with us.
It's got nothing to do with me.
Nah, of course not.
Or is it?
Well, anyhow, so Lee, with this NABU, which we're doing an update, I wanted to reintroduce your show after a run on our network, and we've been looking at your listenership. We've been reviewing your show. Okay. Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, not actually. I just glanced on these stats, and that's it. And it does show up. Your listenership is growing. So do whatever you are doing. It's great. And the reason I wanted you to be on this update, not only just to plug your show in, but you actually are a beta tester, or a guinea pig in regards to bringing live shows onto the stream.
I feel dirty because of it,
Right.
I just say.
So through other shows on networks before it used to be done, they used to call in and Skype and stuff like that. Now, what I wanted to get your first-hand experience from the day zero of us changing you from that system.
Oh, it was manic the first couple of hours, just to get my head around what I would have to do. And then I realized, actually, it's no real difference to what I normally do. It's just an extra program that I just have to click stream to. And it's so easy to be able to go to so many different places that my show does. And everyone's getting the same quality. Everyone's getting all. They're broadcasting out different qualities, but everyone's getting the same sound, the same experience. But the through NAG Radio, it's so much easier than I have to, all the hoops that I have to push through to get onto the other stations as well.
Right. Well, what's it's all about? Well, basically, what we have now, the ability, is to give each hour producer, each hour host, each hour shows that would like to go live and has the ability to have a little bit of an internet connection, is the way we do it is, if you wanted to understand, as a remote location feed. So Lee has, in essence, his own broadcasting software installed on his computer, and he is broadcasting to our satellite servers. He has his own dedicated server on our network, which we pick up on his scheduled time, plug it into the live stream, and then terminate it and resume the scheduled transmission as it was happening.
Whoa, I've got my own server.
Yes, you do.
Brilliant.
Well, how the devil do you think we were doing it?
With lots of gaffer tape and duct tape. That's what I thought it was, and lots of wishful thinking. I didn't realize I had my own server somewhere.
Well, it's a little bit more than that, and we have a huge capacity. And this is what part of the project of this No Agenda Radio is all about.
Wow. Can I name the server? Can I give it, like, call it Boris or something? Or am I not allowed? Am I breaking rules now?
Well, it actually hasn't been named. We do name all of our servers, but yours just actually hasn't been named. Oh, hold on. Actually, I do have a name for it. Hold on, let me see.
Oh.
It's called Feed 10.
Oh, okay. That's imaginative, that one. I like that.
Well,
it's quite snappy. Yeah.
Well, it's what it is. And okay. The thing is, we have golems, we have Gagarins, we have Damians, we have Doug, we have all sorts of servers on our network.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes juggling them, it's, oh yeah, Gitmo Slave is connecting me in the chat, it says Copernicus as well. And it's juggling all the servers. Yes, we do carry all these names together, but sometimes it's when it comes to technical and fragmentation of the servers to feed different shows, it will be easier for producers like Gitmo Slave to bring in and says feed 10 going at this time, feed 11 goes at that time, feed 12, feed 1, feed 2.
Mm-hmm.
So you can imagine the Gitmo slave as such like a geek sitting in the front of a control panel, and he says, plug this one in, fade one out, come bring this one in. That's what he's doing right now.
That's beautiful. He does it so well as well. He doesn't even break a nail. That is amazing stuff.
Indeed.
He's been practicing. Yes, that's beautiful.
So that's what the call out to all of those people that producing these shows for the podcast. Do get in contact with myself, Mr. Oil, and Gitmo Slave, at Gitmo Slave. Both of us you can actually reach by our nick handles at nagradio.com. And we will propose you how this can be done if the shows want to go live. Of course, with the blessing of Adam, if he's okay with it or not. And he's our Overload Master Controller. By the
of
way.
Course.
But he never listens, so that's okay. I'll get a slap in the ear for that in a minute. But in all over essence, I think this is a new way to bring more live content to the stream where the tools that's needed to broadcast are so simple that there's open source and free software to do it across platforms.
Yes.
Whether it's Mac, Windows, or Linux, the simplicity of installation. I mean, if you can podcast, you can broadcast with us. Now, here's the little tricky swindle thing that I want to... I'm having an open meeting, so if anybody wants to comment, more than happy to do. Now, we will be selling some of the bandwidth out. So to any people that would like to have their own stream 24/7, we will do that. All proceeds will go to support our network, aka No Agenda. So basically get some cigarettes and coffee and shampoo for Adam and John. I don't think we can afford anything else at that stage. But it will be something to keep our networks maintained. No, Gitmo Slave, he's actually saying in the chat room now, hookers and blow, Mr. Hookers and blow. Yeah, I don't think the subscription fees for the streams would afford, unless Adam into 80-year-old hookers and, like, baking powder blow.
Oh, dear. I'm not interested now. Thank you.
No. There you go.
Dear, oh, dear.
I thought
this was a professional outfit. Now it's, oh, dear. 80-year-olds?
No, see, when we grow, we can give you top notch.
Oh, okay. Now I'm interested again.
But you have to raise your listenership.
Oh, no pressure then.
No, whatsoever. The pressure will be applied after.
Oh.
If you catch my drift.
I do indeed. Well, I hope I've got the right drift anyway. Right.
So, see, it's for all the listeners that are listening to us live, and if you are doing the shows, and John, if you happen to leave your radio on, and we would love to have you and Horowitz broadcast it live and see if the trial can work out. I know you hate all the changes, and I know that's probably not a good idea, but I don't know, maybe, perhaps, the worst thing happened. We're still working on a few other projects, but what I need another hand with people, I keep calling out and nobody seems to listen to me, is I need some artwork for our new designed website. Now, people say, yeah, I'll give you a hand, I'll give you this and this and nick the right, and never deliver anything. So all we need is a couple of banners for the new site, and pretty much that's it. And my creative skills, I'm not so great with art, so I would not start something that I can't finish, so I wouldn't do that. So there you go. Guys, please, if anybody needs some shout-outs while you're doing the arts and stuff, please... contact me and I'll be glad to plug your name all over the site. And we are nearly ready to launch it. So please, give us a hand. And of course, All help is appreciated. Also, I would like to announce to all of those that actually know how to code in iOS and Android, there is now a fund with the whooping $1,000 waiting for an applicant that want to design a no agenda entire app, not just the chat or not just the web, but everything with the show notes, with different shows that's there, a live chat, live feed, and contact me, and I will pass all the information to Adam in the next hour, and this is can be done. Now, for the URLs, for the banners and everything, the unfinished project is noagendamix.com. You can have a look, and it will be redirected to nagradio.com. So all URLs do nagradio.com, which is going to be the main thing. Thank you. Okay. So, see, it's not going to be a long one. Like I said, it's going to be part one and part two of Napu. And on this one, we had a super special guest, Lee Brown from DirtyBoxers.net, where he does daily show. I remember daily, 2 hours a day he does this stuff, what he calls a podcast.
Cheers.
And you can always catch it on a noagendastream.com. And if you see, there's another thing. He's fragmented to each show. It has its own web chat. So, you know, you don't mix and stuff around. It's all in our network. If you're using IRC, you can get into irc.zeronode.net and join hashtag Dirty Boxes for his show, or, of course, hashtag No Agenda for No Agenda Show, which is the main flagship show. Boom, boom.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go to, and there's a web page integration for the web chat. And anybody that wants to have their own web chat, they can go to noagendachat.net. And there's some instructions there, but obviously the site is redesigned, so it's all mess. And just contact me if you need information at Mr. Oil or Mr. Oil in the chat room. I'm usually somewhere at the top. And I will be glad to help. No charge, no fee. We're not Mibit. We're not going to charge you 200 whatever bucks for 1,000 users or whatnot. We don't put any adverts into our chats. So just grab the code and off you go. By the way, Lee, how's your chat doing?
It's spanky. It is very nice indeed. I don't want too many people to have a version, technically speaking, a version of my chat, because it's quite good. And I would get jealous if you're sharing your chat, which is the same kind of, it's the same software, but I'd be jealous if more people would use it. You know, Adam Curry and John C. Dvorak, obviously very important people. It's very good that they have their chat, which is on the same software, but can't we just limit it a bit? Can't we just keep, we don't need to add more people to the network, do we?
No, don't be a hater, Lee.
I'm not hating.
The knowledge. We share the experience. This is a community.
I see.
See, how would you feel, right? If we had all these abilities and tech to broadcast you live, to give you a good working web chat, and say, Lee, you know what? Nah.
Well, I'm literally counting down the days, to be honest with you. I'm expecting it. On the horizon, I'm thinking, right, they'll get rid of me at some point. I am ruining their stream. So,
well, yeah. No, you see, here's a little of a buggering thing. It's not a deal breaker, not at all.
Ooh. No, okay.
No, the only thing is, you know when we cross you over to you do your live?
Mm-hmm.
If you can, okay, mm-hmm. To start your encoder, say 1 minute prior to the hour, so our techs can tune in, and you can do a little bit of a pre-show. It doesn't mean you just have to sit there in silence.
Oh, really?
That will give you a little bit of a pre-show, and then you kick on an hour or whatever time you need to do on the other networks. We understand that they have to run commercials and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
We don't do that, so you can have that time to give a little secret and shout out, you know, to the main network that carry you and has the most listeners, to be honest.
Now we're being bitchy.
Kaboom!
Now that was Handbags at Dawn, that was me in Porridge. And I've been called hater in the chat room, and yet that is acceptable, is it?
Oh, that's just... no, see, that's just truth. If truth hates, you know.
Oh, dear. But seriously, though, we're all some way, shape or form contributing to the system, contributing to No Agenda and trying to get behind and make it as spanking, as brilliant as possible. So, you know, help, just help out Adam and John. Help, you know, donate to, you know, No Agenda, because all this great stuff is happening.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
So maybe in some respects, maybe it's not as, it's maybe a little bit hidden. Maybe it's not on the horizon. People may not know about it as much, but still it's all this great stuff here. And it's all because we want to make sure that No Agenda is a success and keeps growing the way it is.
Well, yeah, I mean, look, right, before you used to get your device, your generic device, and you will download all your podcasts to it, and you would play it and whatnot, and you expect and you can pause and stuff like that. Yeah, that has advantages. But you know what doesn't have that advantages? Having a radio station that's always in your pocket, it doesn't matter which country you are in, always have this magic thing called Doug giving you news every hour in his special voice that you love and adore. And then you have some drop-ins of live shows, and then you have recorded shows. And some of the shows, and I have to say this, some of the shows I would never, ever in a million years download as a podcast. But because I have No Agenda Stream on 24/7, I listen, and you know when it's some playing on background and somebody talking like, hold on a second, you turn it up. Oh, yeah. Damn you. You're right there. Or you get into debate like, no, what? You're full of it, my friend. And it's open debate. It's adding value to... It's sharing. It's thinking outside the box.
Exactly.
Literally.
Yes, quite literally, yeah.
So...
Because let's be honest, between... and I don't think, to be honest with you, I don't think there's enough people who realize what on earth goes on behind the scenes. And admittedly, I've only been here for 3 weeks. And Gitmo Slave and Mr. Oil and, you know, just a whole mass of brilliant sysadmin geeks have just suddenly rippled from nowhere. And just to try and get a grasp of what technology is making it all work. It's just a geek's wet dream. It is amazing what's happening behind the scenes. And I honestly believe more people need to just go, just look what, you know, No Agenda and all these people clubbing together have created. It's amazing.
Well, do you know one thing? And I always love to give credit where credit is due. And at one stage, and following some conversation that actually started in the chat room now, is No Agenda used to play music, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then one day, Adam had a vision, and we turned all talk, okay? No commercials, was never any commercials on the stream.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a lot of people had their doubts, and a lot of people miss music, but do you know one thing? With all this software now, or apps, that gives you music, any music you want...
Yes.
And all these radio stations that just constantly nagging on you with the same kind of music and clear wire, and it just gets too much. You just want some good old talk. Now, variety of talk, and some of the talk stations, they can't talk about everything what they claim to talk about, because they still have the advertisers and promoters that they can't talk about as a conflict of interest. So... The only source of a good news and good information, unfiltered, for you to decide which side you take or whether you're going to take sides or not, what actually happening is to listen No Agenda, the show itself, and to listen to the stream as much as possible.
Yeah.
Because that way you know that you get unbiased, unfiltered news that the rest of the media is just, you know, reading off prompter that some bureaucrat wrote for them, and they just smile like, yeah.
But I love the fact. Sorry, I love the fact how you started this little bit of a rant here, with pretty much duplicating what I said during the week, with like radio stations are, and I'll give you props. You went on to a different tangent. It was beautiful, but you know, it's the whole concept of everything's a playlist.
Yeah,
everything, and you know, even if you don't have it in your, you know, Winamp or iTunes or whatever, it's in the car. With radio stations, everything, you know, everyone knows or must have heard of somewhere along the line of something like Sam Broadcaster or other type of programs that you can get where you can literally set up your own radio station out of the box and bish, bash, bosh, it is done. Just allocate a few files and folders and it will do the work for you. Now, and because of it, radio has lost its soul.
Yeah, indeed. And the other thing, in order to terminate any sort of attempt of somebody reviving that kind of vibe, and actually, Adam with the Mobile Dude 73, thank you for reminding me of that, doing a DSC, which is Daily Source Code, which we actually quite miss. And Adam, if you can do it, doesn't have to be a music, but what you used to do to start off with, just to share a couple of thoughts, that would be great, especially with your new move. But see, a lot of industry making sure that in order to compete on the market, they need to create regulations that would actually destroy not only the competitors but themselves as well.
Yeah.
And the other day I was listening to a prominent London radio station, the main one there apart from the government one, and and you know, I was had it in the background for about 3 hours, and I counted about 7 repeats of the same track.
Yes. Yeah. And to be honest with you,
and every 15 minutes there's an advert.
Yeah.
I mean,
but it is ridiculous. And to give props to Adam, the Daily Source Code was not really music. There was one mashup at the beginning of every show, near enough, and occasionally on a Foobar Friday there may have been one or two things, and near the end there was a little bit of smudging going on. But give Adam his due. The Daily Source Code wasn't music.
At the end it was.
Well, yeah, but it was mainly, you know, Adam's story. You know, it's almost like Adam's story time before you went to bed. It was
kind
of
exactly.
Like,
yeah,
this is what Adam's been doing. It's almost like a diary almost than a music show. So,
well,
and I know
it's
near
a meeting.
The end it went.
It's our meeting.
Yeah, exactly.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, I thought you dropped. It was just like all of a sudden dropping in audio.
Welcome to Skype. You feel my pain.
Yeah,
I have
I did the judgment call today, and we are using Skype, and not our PBX, lovely sweet box. But yeah, it had to be done that way because of some issues on my behalf, not on box, not on tech, not on Gitmo Slave, and yeah. So the point being now, what I'm actively trying to do is to get more and more valuable shows to do live on the air, even if they're recording the shows for podcasting. Majority of the show, it's done by recording there and then, and people calling each other or getting in the studio and stuff like that. With the equipment that you have, installing a single program is not an issue. Now, on the second hand, we are now talking to a few engineers to construct us a broadcasting box. And it will be a device at about the size of a Roku box, or like Apple TV box, something like that.
Wow.
And all it'll have is we'll have Ethernet connection, a power adapter connection, and the sound connection. That's it. So what you'll do, and I'm trying to keep the cost under $50. It's a bit difficult, but I managed to get it to £73 so far. It's about $200,000. But it's doable. It's not that it sounds fiction. It's can achievable. I'm trying just to reduce the cost. And what you do, you get the board, your sound mixing board, and you plug it to the mains out, your audio in, and the box is already pre-programmed, and you're on. That's it.
Wow.
And from our end, we plug that show as we plug yours in, and that's live and done.
That's amazing.
So technology is there is to make useful to us, not other way around.
I'm blown away by that. I know you were saying something earlier on, but that for you to actually explain it a bit more in depth, that, wow, that would be pretty, and I would like at least five.
Yeah. Well, the other hand is maybe, and some sound mixers like mine have a USB out or in.
Yes.
And we can probably incorporate. You see, my problem now, the motherboards of those boxes is already got the USB, it's got the VGA, it's got the audio in, out, and Ethernet and whatnot. Mm. Now, I want to strip all non-essential stuff out. Like VGA, I won't need it. Because it'll just a simple command line Linux interface with the web server in there to configure it if need to. Just bare bones with the broadcasting server. That's it. You plug it in the power, it boots from ROM, and that's it. Simple.
Cool. Just on a, like a, from a broadcasting way of doing things, because the amount of faffing, to be honest with you, to some extent, when it used to be a real issue to actually start broadcasting, even via, you know, doing it live via something like Ustream or something like that, there's just so much faffing. But to have like a small shuttlecock size thing, like Apple TV style thing, that'd be amazing.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And that's, and it's not science fiction. I'm talking if, and like at my own experience, I can go and get the parts and do it for about £75. I would say it's about $100 converted. I'm not sure exactly now. We can possibly do it for under $50.
That'd be amazing.
I mean, if Roku box can be done for $50, I know it's mass production and everything, but yeah, I'm sure it can be done. And then all the boxes, we can actually supply. They don't have to be just for our network. They can be used for all of those networks that use our broadcasting technology, the servers that we use. And there's an amount of people that use that, and they use their computer just to broadcast. Just thinking of the costs of saving. And then that money would support the No Agenda.
Yeah, because from a personal point of view, I've got to a situation where that we are planning to do in the next, around about March, we're planning to do a 48-hour Dirty Boxers marathon to raise money for Doctors Without Borders and maybe a few other charities that the money actually goes to the front line. Perfect example is Haiti and places like that, where where's the money gone type scenario.
Oh, I know,
and
where it's gone.
Oh, we all know where it's gone, but I'm trying to be diplomatic. And
it's no agenda stream here, you don't have to.
All right, it was thieved. But the scenario is that on that point of view, it's still in the bare bones stage, and we're trying to work out on as a geeky level what technology we would need to be able to do that. obviously talking with Mr. Oil and Gitmo Slave, and loads of other people are joining in. And if you're interested in trying to create something, because at the end of the day, the technology that we're hoping to create for this is then going to be folded back into No Agenda if it doesn't already exist. And just the amount of PCs or computers in general that I envisioned of trying to need to do all the different streams of audio and maybe even doing it visually and all that kind of stuff. It was just it's melting my mind a bit. But something like this, that's going to be insane. I can think of at least 20 different radio stations through friends, that I know of who don't do talk. They do more rubbish. Would lap that up. I think this is a game changer for No Agenda in general, let alone just as a broadcasting thing.
Well, not only that, just think of it, for example, if we turn in, and this is I'm having like an open discussion, like a mind wave. Now think of applications that can be done. Now there is a box like that exists right now, and what it's used is for one radio station to send the broadcasting signal or the content to another station, which is used as a repeater to extend the FM range or AM range.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you either do it via ISDN line, so you keep the quality to 128, or you do it online. Now, with that encoder, you can not only send it by 128, but you don't need more, but you can, with a cost of $50 and nothing else. I mean, really, is there any rocket science to do?
No. Specifically, from my point of view and from the people that I've been speaking to, quite a lot of people have seemed to have the same mixer, which I'm not going to, you know, shill it, but they all seem to have the same make and mixer because it's the cheapest one that has faders on it instead of these stupid nip-nip twirly things, just to be a bit more anal and have a bit more control over the sound quality and stuff. And they all have a USB connection coming out. But the problem is with the particular mixer is that if you plug the USB connection into a PC and then loop the sound to come back out into the mixer to then have control over that whatever's coming out of the computer, then you'll have this horrid whine in the background, and it's a flaw with the mixer because it's so cheap. So to be able to have this box, and you threw it as a possibility to have this USB connection.
Yeah, Hit Lee, by USB... the way, drop that yeah. name of the mixer. It's confusing me.
Oh, okay. I didn't want to shill it, but...
Oh, no, it's okay. It's not shillage. You're actually trashing it.
Okay, it's a Behringer 1204 USB.
Right, okay. I got that one, and I gave it back within a day.
Exactly.
And the reason why... could not stand it. It had that noise.
Exactly, and the noise is purely whatever you plug that USB into,
yeah,
and then get the sound back out.
Yeah,
there's no real way of getting rid of it.
So no, and actually, people in the chat saying it's a ground loop, and no. Now the ground loop issue I had with my Alice's mixer, which I'm using right now, and I resolved that issue by installing ground loop isolators. By the way, I need to send you one, Lee.
That's fine. Cool.
But with that mixer, there's actually no way around. It's actually manufacturing default, and you can go on the forums or actual website of manufacturer, and you can see how much they trash it.
Exactly. And to be honest here, without using the USB connection as just a pure out, because, you know, into this box, instead of having to loop the sound back out to then come back into the mixer for some reason, that sounds amazing. Just to be able to go, because there's this USB connection that works fine as long as I don't want to hear and play back in music from a particular computer or something that it's connected to. So that would be amazing to have, because I've been thinking personally to use the USB connection maybe into another computer to do a video version of the show again, because we dropped it because the bandwidth we have over here is a bit temperamental. So I wouldn't be able to do streaming and Skype and video as well. Because the plan was to just plug the USB straight into the video streaming machine and that's it, because I won't need to hear the sound back, because I know that whatever I'm sending is mixed through and I can hear it already. So it's just one of those things that that'd be brilliant to have a USB connection. So I hope you're writing notes, that's all. Sorry to you know, trash the whole thing.
Was I supposed to?
Oh dear.
Now, on the video bit, okay, what you're saying. Now, see, what you said, I wasn't going to go into it, but I might as well now. And this is the thing. You know the PBX that we usually do our show in?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it does support video.
Ooh.
So you actually can call in and we pick your video up.
Yeah, like I said, it's
it's a working project. Discussion. Yeah.
Yes.
But I'm saying the tech is there. It's just we need to, you know, stick the thumbs out of our backside, leave some dirty boxes behind, and then get some work done. But unfortunately, real life scenarios bring in some issues like work and, gosh, bills. Who needs bills?
Girlies.
Oh, I know. Tell me about it.
Yeah, but I tell you what, just as a footnote to that conversation, to the listeners who are loitering and earwigging in, that every time I go, right, I've got this idea, but I don't want to monopolize work-wise, because I don't, you know, the main focus should be No Agenda. And Mr. Oil and Gitmo go, oh God, here we go. What is it this time, Brown? And I'm going, well, what about X, Y, and Z? Why don't we do this and that and maybe combine it with duct tape to do that and then that? And they go, well, we can do that. We've got the system there. It's ready to go. It's that box over there to the left. And I'm like, what is there that No Agenda doesn't have? I think it's my personal mission now to suggest something that they haven't already created, have working, is just loitering in the background doing something that we just, as a consumer of No Agenda, we don't even know it's happening. And with this new idea of bringing more live content to the stream, it's just going to be such an amazing bohemian time. It's unreal.
Well, see, funny you say that, and we have the tech there, okay? Now, rolling it out and tweaking it, for Americano land, it's fixing it and making it adaptable to what we need, it takes time and dedication. Time costs money, and that's what we don't have. So people go to... I tell you what, there is another domain... Instead of dvorak.org/NA, you can go to noagendabank.com. Put your deposits in there, and it will cherish any fruitful donations towards No Agenda. It actually goes to the same page, but I thought I'd mention it.
That's good, man. It's good. But every time you two open your mouths, to almost it's like, young grasshopper, come and sit on my knee, and I'll explain what we've got. In a non-patronizing way, but it's almost like I always feel like that foolish kid in class, because I think I've asked something that's revolutionary and may change the world, and they go, "No, we've got it. It's just there. Just here's your details. Here's your username and password, and there you are." And it's like, "Wow, I love you." So,
like I said, we do tend to think about things ahead of the time. And a lot of things actually never get implemented. And a lot of things we test in the alpha stages and we don't like it and we just throw it out.
Yeah.
One of those things would be... what was it? The recent thing that we threw out that we didn't like at all. See, I don't even remember what it was.
It was that rubbish...
Just important.
Okay.
And if it's not important, if it doesn't add value to value, then there's no point of keeping it. There is a policy of no mooches, no looters, value for value. Simple as.
Yeah, Mobile Dude in the chat room is asking, what did I study? I'm halfway through doing a film and TV production course, of which I've taken time out to reassess stuff and get better and all that kind of stuff. But yes, I hope I've answered your question. Well, I have answered his question because that's what he's asked. So there we go.
What did he ask?
He asked, what did I study?
Oh, right. Yes, you did answer that. He pretended, by the way, he usually actually escorts Boy Scouts somewhere in the woods, and...
Hold on, I can feel a lawsuit coming. Yeah, I'm also a scout leader, just in case people are wondering.
No, see, there was a lawsuit would be if your name is Derek.
Ah, yes. See, he listens to my show. I love the fact that there's inside jokes happening here. Pretty much every good line that Mr. Oil is coming out with has been nicked from my show, can I just say. There'll be an invoice in the post, dear.
That's all right. It's all right. My shredder is ready.
But yeah, it's just it's almost if you keep saying it, it just seems to slowly but surely hit on deaf ears. But we're all in a difficult situation. We're all trying to scrape stuff together just to survive. But the show is, and like No Agenda and the stream and everything, is trying to progress and build and create an amazing community much further than you can, even fathom it. Well, I can't fathom it, and they've explained it to me four times, and it's just insane. So any contribution, you know where to go. It's, even if it is $2 a month, something pathetic that you think it's not even worth donating, it all adds up and helps PayPal to pay their bills as well.
Well, if you put it that way.
If I put it that way, yeah.
Well, okay. I never heard it that way.
What?
Oh, it helps PayPal pay their bills.
Yeah, it hurts me every time they deduct their foolish percentage points or whatever. It's just like, you've done nothing. And it's going to
actually, that's wrong thinking, Lee.
Oh, what is it?
Yes, it is. And I'm strong belief.
Okay.
Of, yeah, you might think they've done nothing, but they have facilitated you the ability to receive money not using a banking system.
True. It's a glorified Excel sheet.
Yes.
Congratulations to them. But why does it take at least 5 days for it to finally come to real world?
Because you live in Gitmo Nation East.
Ah. I see.
It actually has nothing to do with PayPal if you read the terms and conditions carefully.
Oh, who reads those?
I do.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you need to get more.
No.
We need to take you for a pint or something, get you out, yeah.
Well, I might catch you on that next time in London.
Cool beans. Okay.
Right. That has been a dirty version of Napu. Stay tuned if you'd like to hear more. Gitmo Slave probably will materialize in about 2 hours, if I'm not mistaken. If I'm still awake, I will absolutely love to join his rants of how people being douchebags and not donating or supporting us. But that's okay. We're not haters here. We're just calling you out. By the way, I'm having an eye out on the people that are listening. Yes, you. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, you on there, right, yeah, yep, you. Now go into your computer, and type dvorak.org/NA, and look, give a little, receive a lot. Think about it, if a show is worth to you at least a dollar an hour per week, you get in at least 5 hours of entertainment, and that's $5 a week. I mean, Red Cross and Oxfam ask for more than that.
Oh, tell me about it. The NSPCC in the UK are the worst, though. And you can sue me on that one.
So horrid. Go on, dvorak.org/NA, and just, throw some cash in, and if you want to donate to Lee, well, you have to listen to his show to find out how. We're not plugging you here. We plug your show, but not your shillage.
Well, it's not shillage, because after my profits, supposed, all my kind of bills to pay, like electricity and rubbish like that. It all goes split and goes back in to No Agenda.
Okay, so hold on.
All the profit, so.
Okay, so let me get this right.
Oh, yeah.
So you get $2 a month.
If you don't, if
that
you donate
divide...
Now, hold on. If you donate $2 a month, it works out, for me, it works out to be 10 cents a day for that month, okay? That's not, and I don't want to be like a right douche here, but that doesn't even work out to be a coffee at Starbucks in the UK. That's nothing.
If you bring your own mug, it is.
Is it? Oh, okay, yeah. I'll write that one down. Right, that's a good note. Well done. But the... after, you know, a few people have started doing that, and the basic bills, like buying a jar of coffee.
Well, that's what we need, isn't it?
You know, that's all we need, really. And then I feel a little bit appreciated, and my ego's rubbed a bit, like I like it to be. And then the rest of it is split to be between the people who support my show, which is, of course, Nag Radio, and one other place that I won't mention, because Mr. Oil comes out in a rash if I do.
No, actually, I'm not. It's just I physically cannot pronounce it.
That's fine. That's okay.
You know, some people have a problem with the word like marriage or I love you. Is that look? I will clearly will say to you the name of the other radio. Okay, it's it's all.
Lovely.
No, I'm on a joke. No, he's actually on the all digital network.
That's right. Yeah.
And the what's the third one that just picked you up?
Oh, the other one that nicks it from Nag Radio is InfoShock Radio FM.
Yeah. Well, we don't mind. And by the way, InfoShock Radio, if you polite enough to drop me a line, I will tell you actually where you can pick the Lee Brown's Dirty Boxes dedicated feed. So you don't actually have to listen to No Agenda Mumble Jumbo if you don't want to. I mean, we appreciate it that you carry us. And all our jingles and whatnot. I mean, you can carry on. That's good for us.
I think, to be honest with you, they're an avid listener of No Agenda, and that's why.
Well, then they're family. They love us.
Exactly. So it's all good. It's all warm, lovey feelings.
Fuzzy pink bunnies.
Don't start that again from today's show, please.
I brought that in, so
yeah,
that's my copyright aligned.
But talking about the girl like that was really very rude of you. Anyway.
What? I described. No, I'm not. Like, tomorrow you get a call.
If people.
No,
if people
not on this
find,
show.
No. If people want to find out what the hell we're talking about, it's up for anybody to listen to. Dirtyboxers.net. Today's show.
Yeah.
And then you can judge.
Well, Lee, see, now you just provoked a sleeping giant.
Oh, dear.
That's my dog, by the way, not me.
Oh, I hate it when that happens. I really do.
I'm just a small little person. That's it.
Oh, but you make such a great pet.
Oh, well.
Yeah. Anyway, are we finishing this or not?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, no, we were supposed to finish about 22 minutes ago.
Oh, really? Oh, dear. It's your fault. Right,
go. Oh, well, never mind. And ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening. And yes, we will carry on with the NAPU. After a couple of hours, when Gitmo Slave get back to his crackpot command center, whatever he is, and we'll resume a live transmission. For all of you that miss this show live, it will be available to download. And if you have a show that you would like to go and attempt to do it live on the stream, please call Gitmo Slave or Mr. Oil, Gitmo Slave or Mr. Oil at nagradio.com or our prospective Twitters, and we will hook you up and give you some instruction and encouragement how to do it. Just remember, if it's value for us, it's value for you. In the morning.
In the morning. Imagine the confusion of the person who just occasionally tunes in to C-SPAN.
The gentleman will soon bring your order and sit
shyster.
Down! I will not! The gentleman will sit! The gentleman is correct and kidding! I will.
I've had enough of this idiot.
And what do we have on the news?
Number two. PSA deserves a 10 because nothing has happened.
He's full of crap from the beginning.
Genetically modified crap. Crops resist
We must.
Be nice, save Al.
And you can always follow me on Twitter.
I know a lot of people want to send blankets or water. Just send your cash.
You can take that to the bank.
Well, that's a chicken shit thing.
Well, he is a douche.
They're all douchebags.
I can't listen to it anymore.
The other potential side effects of news include fear, aggression, tunnel vision, and desensitization. It's douchebaggery, I tell you. Thank you so much for listening. There is hope out there. We might be the future of news.
No Agenda is the best podcast in the world.
Take No Agenda. May cause anal leakage.
It's Crackpot and Buzzkill
in the morning.
Dvorak.org/NA.
You're listening to NoAgendaStream.com. All talk, no commercials, no agenda.